Okay, I have to admit, seeing this headline made my brain do that thing where it wants to believe the hard part is over.
Here we go. You see, automate writing your LM prompts, and you immediately think you can fire your entire prompt engineering team?
No. I think you know me better than that. But seriously, Cody, the article by Brett Kennedy hits on something I've been feeling for months. We are done with the era of manually tweaking strings in a Python file until something kinda works.
I don't know, Justy. There's a specific satisfaction in crafting the perfect instruction. And more importantly, I know exactly what it's going to do. This piece is pushing DSP, right? The framework that supposedly compiles your intent into optimized prompts.
Exactly. And the core argument isn't just laziness. It's about reliability. The author points out that when you're building an app, you can't sit there and reword the prompt every time a user submits a weird document. You need robustness.
Right. But the solution proposed feels like we're trading a known devil for a very expensive, opaque angel. The article describes this process where DSP takes your high-level signature, basically just input and output definitions, and then it automatically generates and tests thousands of prompt variations.
Which sounds terrifying to you, but to me, that sounds like finally treating prompts like software. Instead of guessing, the system uses a dataset to find the version that actually maximizes your metric.
Wait, yeah, it's not just finding it. It's often creating these monstrously long, few-shot prompts that no human would ever write. The article mentions the optimizer might add 10, 15 examples of perfect reasoning traces just to force the model into a corner.
But if those 15 examples are what it takes to get the JSON output correct 99% of the time, isn't that a win? Humans are terrible at anticipating every edge case. The system isn't.
It's a win for accuracy, sure. But what about when it breaks? If your auto-generated prompt is 3,000 tokens of dense, optimized instruction, how do you debug that? You can't just read it and say, oh, I see the logic error.
That's fair. I mean, I get that. It shifts the debugging from reading the prompt to checking the evaluation metrics. But isn't that actually better? You're debugging the outcome, not the syntax.
I guess. I just hate the idea of losing the why. The article talks about using teleprompters, algorithms like Bootstrap Fewshot, that iteratively refine the prompt. It works technically, but it feels like we're moving into a world where we don't really know how our software works. We just know it passes the tests.
Okay, but look at the alternative. The author gives this example of assessing document plausibility. If you write a simple prompt, like assess how plausible this is, the LLM might focus on literal truth when you meant logical consistency. Or vice versa.
So you add more context. That's called engineering.
Until the context changes. If the documents shift from news articles to scientific abstracts, your handcrafted prompt might fail. DSP's approach is to define the metric, say agreement with human raters, and let the optimizer find the prompt that survives that shift.
It's compelling, I'll give you that. Especially for high-volume stuff. If you're processing millions of documents, the compute cost of running the optimizer once is negligible compared to the value of reliability.
Yes, that's the market fit. It's not for the guy hacking together a weekend script. It's for the team shipping a product, where prompt failure means customer churn.
I still worry about the black box aspect. If the optimizer decides the best way to get a plausible rating is to tell the LLM to ignore any date after 2024, you might not catch that unless your eval set is perfect.
Which brings us back to the data. The tool doesn't remove the need for smart humans. It just moves our job. We're not prompt writers anymore, Cody. We're system architects defining signatures and curating eval sets.
You, system architects. I suppose I can live with that title. It sounds less like guess the magic words and more like actual engineering.
Exactly. And honestly, I'm tired of guessing magic words. I want to define the problem and let the machine find the solution.
Fine. You win this round. But if I ever have to debug a 3,000 token auto-generated prompt at 3 a.m., I'm blaming you.
Deal. But seriously, if you're building something that needs to hold up in production, checking out DSP in that book Building LLM Applications with DSP might save you a lot of headache.
I'll take a look. Maybe I'll let it write my next prompt. as long as I can still complain about it.
That's the spirit. All right, let's go grab some food before we start arguing about token limits again.